I don't think he's going to be sort of rest here, no. I think Russell Wilson will get in there. I just don't know when. I don't know if it's going to be in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 8 weeks, but I think he'll eventually make his way in there, and it's not going to be because of Fields' injury. It's going to be some ineffectiveness. Give him a solid B right now, maybe a little bit higher just because he's able to manage the game and win the game. Plus, he's getting better as the season goes on. You can't discount that. But I still think there's a lot of plays out there that need to be made. It's hard to complain of what he's done, but you always want to look at it and say, is this going to translate over the next 10 or 12 weeks to be able to win a division when you get down in games, when you're playing teams, divisional games, when you're playing the Chiefs and the Eagles and teams like that? That's still a question in my eyes.
Mark Caboli saying he thinks Justin Fields is going to get benched for performance reasons at some point. Not hurt, but just he's going to play poorly enough at some point that they're going to shoehorn Russell Wilson back into the lineup. Let me ask you a question, Dorm. If Russell Wilson plays as well as he did last year, can the Steelers win the Super Bowl? That came totally out of left field.
Man, that did.
Mm-hmm.
So say he goes in there. Say that, you know, they win this game, they're undefeated, then Russell Wilson does go in or something. Oh, man. I don't know. Be close.
I don't think they can. I think they can win a playoff game.
With their defense, the way they're
Their defense is slapping. The only way I think the Steelers win the Super Bowl this year, and I'm not saying it's likely, please, humans, don't put words in my mouth. Backroom casting couch style. Don't do that to me. The only way the Steelers do win the Super Bowl is if Justin Fields, who was pretty good game one, really good the second half of game two, really good overall game three, continues that kind of upward trajectory in ascent. That's, to me, the only way. Is he needs to meld his decision-making that we've seen as a Pittsburgh Steeler with some of the jaw-dropping athleticism, playmaking ability that we saw with the Chicago Bears. And I think the only way he can do that is if you keep playing the doggone guy. And that means if he has a bad game or two, give him the opportunity to have a mulligan. You can't bench a good young player because he might throw a clunker out there. That's going to happen. Joe Burrow stunk week one. We could do that for every quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't think Dak Prescott's been all that good. They just paid him $65 million. You don't bench quarterbacks because they have a bad game or two. What I'm saying here is Mike Tomlin is a smart guy, and I don't think he's handled quarterback situations well the last few seasons, and that does give me pause. But my hope is that Mike Tomlin sees what I'm seeing, and that's this kid keeps getting better. Afford him the opportunity to play out the entire season. Unless, of course, he gets hurt.
Well, what I mean, maybe with Russ, you do skip over that whole process of having to get better. Like, what if Russ just comes in and he's just regular Russ, and it's like you're skipping over, hey, we're taking chances every single week. We're taking time to let Justin develop and get better. Like, what if Russ can just go in there and is better? I mean, like, what can Justin Fields do better than Russ? And it's probably move around, right? I mean, I don't know if he throws better than Russ. I don't know if he throws a better deep ball. I don't know if the ball's going in the correct spots more than Russ. I don't know if he has the command more than Russ. I don't know, you know, if he has the I think the will to win is probably the same right now with the two, which is something that I personally look at more than probably those characteristics that I named before that. Like, the will to win and the chip is probably the same. The chip size is definitely the same. Like, Justin Fields has something to prove. Russ has something to prove. They both want to do that. I just don't know, you know, I don't know how much better Justin Fields can be at anything outside of running than Russ.
I think Russ is what he is, though, and that can be good. I have said it all along. I think Russell Wilson gives this team a good chance of winning football games. I was high on Russ when they acquired him, but he's not going to be better, I don't think, than he was last year. I think that is what he is, and that's good. Quarterback rating over 90. He had 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. You can absolutely win games with that. The Steelers haven't had that kind of quarterback production since Ben Roethlisberger. But I think Justin Fields can get to a point where he's better than that guy. I don't know if it's that if that's this year, though, but right. I'm fixing to try to find out.
Right. Like, I don't know if it's this year, but I disagree. I think that Russ can be better than last year because he's in a better situation. He has a better coordinator. He has a better head coach. He has a better defense. So maybe on paper it might look the same, but winning wise, you put that around Russ and what he did last year, and the situations, and the mental games that he had to go through, the gymnastics, and is he going to play this game? They're worried about his contract. He doesn't get along with Sean Payton. You throw all that out the window and let Russ be what he was on the field and bring that to Pittsburgh. I think that would be better than last year. I think that would.
Is it better than what Fields' ceiling could be?
No.
And that's where I am.
But I don't think that we know if that is now, or is that next year, or is that who knows?
Never. Is it never? Right. I don't know.
I don't know when that is.
I am optimistic that we're going to see Justin Fields be a great quarterback in this league. You mentioned the will to win. We all know the attributes he's got. I think the best thing that could happen for Justin Fields is Russell Wilson getting healthy and Russell Wilson being the backup for a couple of reasons. He's got no pressure on him right now. I mean, really, when you think about it, he's 3-0, and he knows Russell Wilson's not going to play until Russell Wilson's healthy. When Russell Wilson's healthy, I think we're going to get to see him use his legs more. We haven't been explicitly told this, but in the last game, Justin Fields scrambled by percentage less than he has at any other point in his career. We did see the design run in the red zone for the touchdown. They're not doing a lot of that right now. When they have Russell Wilson healthy, if he's the backup quarterback, I think you let Justin Fields do some of those things, because if he gets hurt, now you turn it over to Russell Wilson.
Right.
So that might take his game to another level, or at least I hope it takes his game to another level. What I don't see is Justin Fields getting benched at some point for poor play, like Caboli said, though.
I don't think it's going to be that poor. I don't think it'll ever get to that point where it's so poor. Like, I think that is so in the rearview mirror of his career right now, just by based off of three games. It sounds crazy, maybe, but I think that version of Justin Fields is so far behind that he may not have a great day, but he ain't going to have an atrocious day.
Right.
I don't think that within the structure of their offense and his mindset and what they want to do with him, I don't think they'll even let that happen. He'll never get to that point. So I don't agree. Like, I think that performance-based of Russ taking over the spot, I think that's going to be very, very difficult.
If Mike Tomlin, in his heart of hearts, believes that Russell Wilson's the better player right now, and he might be, he probably is the better player today, I still think you got to give Fields at least one bounce back from a bad performance. Like, I wouldn't, if the Steelers lose this game and Russ is healthy next week, I wouldn't immediately go back to Russell Wilson. I'd give Fields one more shot. I would.
You would, but do you think that Tomlin will?
No, I don't. I don't.
You think he'll go back to Russ?
I think he would.
I know.
I think he would.
Too. Now that we're talking through this.
Just think about how it's gone the last few years. Mike Tomlin quickly broke glass in case of emergency on Kenny Pickett. Real quick. They paid Mitch Trubisky. I think the legit plan was win games with Mitch. Don't play Kenny as a rookie. And it took what? It was game three at halftime? And they're not moving the ball? And Mitch is throwing a couple of interceptions? And immediately they go to Kenny Pickett? And then they put Kenny in a position not to succeed? I don't know that Mike Tomlin has ever really handled quarterback situations well, going all the way back to 2019 with Tweedledee and Tweedleduck. No offense to Duck. And frankly, no offense to Rudolph, who was good last year. I could absolutely see Mike Tomlin going right to Russell Wilson, the veteran,
mm-hmm.
the Super Bowl champion.
Yep.
I could see that.
I could definitely see that too. And I'm in agreement with you. I think that Justin Fields has earned the right to have one slip up, but it depends on what the slip up is and who it's against, I feel.
Like, that matters, I think, yeah.
I don't think that you can have a slip up this game, like individually. Like, maybe they lose, but if it's on him, like, that can't happen.
Right.
But against, like, the Cowboys, and I know the Cowboys aren't great. They won last night against the Giants, but I think that if you can accept that.
Lose a shootout or something to right. Dallas, okay. And I want to make sure that people understand that I am not talking out of both sides of my mouth here. I think Mike Tomlin would go to Russell Wilson if Justin Fields struggles. The reason I disagree with Caboli is, like you said already, I don't think you're going to see a bottoming out of Justin Fields. If you did, I think Tomlin makes the move, gives him the hook.
Yep.
I just think Justin Fields is, He's in a really good place. You can just, the confidence.
You can just tell.
The way, I'm not a quarterback expert. You know, I never ran out of the back of the end zone for a safety, so I'm not a genius like Dan Orlovsky, but my layman understanding of the game of ball, Doran, his pocket presence in the game against the Chargers was sublime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, subtle movements, throwing with anticipation, the yep. accuracy.
Things he never did, really, in Chicago. If you even, you could do a comparison, the side-by-side of some of the plays in Chicago and then the side-by-side of the Chargers game, like, totally different player.
Yeah. He would bail clean pockets. He would do the Baker thing. He would do the Kenny Pickett thing. He was standing in there and taking hits against the Chargers. It's a beautiful thing. Mulsey brought this stat up yesterday, and he tweeted it out. It's from Pro Football Focus. And they talked to Steve Palazzolo, who used to work at Pro Football Focus, about this. This is not an exact science, the statistic I'm about to give you, but separation of wide receivers from their primary cover guy. So yards of separation. The Steelers' wide receivers are creating some of the fewest separation out of any wide receivers in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And you're shaking your head because it's something you've seen.
Yep.
Now, Pickens different, but everybody else not really separating. And yet, Justin Fields' completion percentage is still 73%. That has to be anticipation.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be throwing guys open.
Precision.
It's precision. Because you've got DBs on these wide receivers' hips at all times. The degree of difficulty for the throws he's making and yet still accurate, that's why I don't think he's going to give this job back.
Great point by Ballsy and great job by bringing that up, because that is something that is very apparent. If you do watch and you want to assess Justin Fields, the guys aren't really separate. Like, he's threading.
Yeah.
He threads. He's surgical. At least in the last game he was. And to me, that tells me that he is settling in and the game is slowing down. And we talked about this a bunch of times over the last 2 years. Like, when the game slows down, especially at that position, then you're cooking. And it looks like the game has actually slowed him probably for the first time in his career. Like, he can see everything unfold. And he's like, this is where I need to go with the ball. And the exact moment, bang. And he's playing at a high level. The stats may not say that, but mentally, Justin Fields is playing at a high level, and that's hard to break a player like that, and it's hard for them to revert backwards because they are just rolling.
Mm-hmm.
They are folks. They're in the zone. They're ready to, like, he is stone faced, and he is not willing to give this job up. There's a lot of factors that go into this. I think that's why it's so fascinating, because he's a juggernaut right now, and he's only going to get better.
25 out of 32 in a Steelers offense, he might as well have thrown for 400 yards.
Exactly. I mean, that's what it equates to in my mind.
Yeah. I mean, he's throwing the thing all over the field. You look at the passing chart, and it's just all over the place. Yep. Spreading the ball around, you look at the number of guys that he targeted, the number of guys that he threw completions to last week. That's a guy, to your point, who's in the zone. And do not discount coaching in all this. He was on Cam Hayward's podcast and was asked which coaching staff is better, and basically laughed in the face of the Chicago Bears that the coaching staff here in Pittsburgh is better. And this all leads to an obvious question that we really haven't talked about. We'll talk about it when we come back. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened. I'm getting my echocardiogram today, in fact.
Good luck.
They're going to rub jelly on my left bosom. Right now, it's a Sean Myers headline.